2 minutes gone past 12. I welcome you to the Soul Therapy segment on the Chat Station, where we get to talk about love.
Sex.
We talk about
less things. Next line.
We talk about everything heart related. Yeah. Please avoid Benga.
Please
avoid him. No, we're not doing that. It's Thursday. But of course, we'll have the dark room by 1:30, where we keep it 100% sexual. Yes. That's where we get the likes of Benga. That's where you see that this man that reads your news is something else.
Yo, let's do sex tonight.
Anyway, today is Thursday. We'll be throwing things back. And I wanted to talk about breakups. Breakfast. Not the one you eat, though. The one you feel. Just saying. Anyway, as painful as breakups can be, they always make for great learning experiences. Oh, for instance, if your ex cheated and you decided to give them a chance and they did it again, you may learn that cheating is something you will never tolerate. The lessons you learn from failed relationships can range from the small to completely life-changing experiences. That's it. And according to experts, these lessons can help you find a lasting relationship when the right person comes along. So with this being said, we'll be throwing it back. And we are asking tonight, what did your last relationship teach you? Think about it. You know, I always give you time to think. What's that thing, that one thing, just one, your last relationship taught you? What's that thing? Think about it properly. Before the break, Benga, just one. I know you have like 10.
No.
But mention one.
No.
Your last relationship. Or have you gone back? Where's that song? I'll be a fool to go back to my ex-boyfriend. Benga has gone back. Have you?
Okay, what did my last relationship teach me? She lies a lot.
Oh.
Like she was really deceptive. But those times I took everything hook, line, and sinker. All right. Maybe because she was always this churchy girl.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I felt like, oh, she's a churchy girl. They don't lie. So I felt okay. So I took everything. I took everything that came out of her mouth as bond.
Oh, wow.
But really.
So after that.
When I realized that, I now had to revisit almost like 60% of the conversation we've ever had. And I realized that, whoa, Benga, you've been stupid for so long. So for that one, don't just trust everything that comes out of her mouth. It's not about you don't trust her, but try and verify. You won't die if you verify. Just verify. So that one, he taught me that.
Okay, then.
He taught me that.
When we get back, we'll be taking more calls and WhatsApp messages. And of course, I'll be sharing mine. Ha, mine taught me a lot. I think I should write a book. But it's all good. Props to the previous show. We're talking about love, you know, being real and love not being all about money, not being expensive. And I think I'm not the only one in that school of thought. I have magics right here who thinks like me. Yeah, I know so. We have a song here called Love Don't Cost a Dime by Magics. Enjoy this. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show. This is the Soul Therapy segment on the Chart Station with Adele Blessing, your radio girlfriend. And of course, I have my unofficial radio boyfriend, Benga.
Your official ex-boyfriend.
We never dated.
Ex-boyfriend.
We never did.
Ex-boyfriend. Because no, you're cheating on me. You're cheating on me with 5 different people.
I am not cheating on you.
Fine.
I wasn't.
Like, fine.
And I am not.
Mr. Frank is the deal.
Mr.
This
Frank is not a boy.
This one. Countless.
Mr. Frank is not a boyfriend.
Countless.
He's a sweetheart.
Okay.
Oluwa Chukwudi is a darling. Ofe Ovele. He's a chief in my heart. No, but I don't want to be calling him that way. Overvillain. Like, I don't want to. I think Kobokoman is fine.
The name Koboko is there.
Nigerian Koboko.
He likes to flog things.
Oh, goodness. Anyway, 25 minutes gone past 12. And it's a beautiful Thursday morning. I want us to just take it back in time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Who's going first? In case you're wondering what we're talking about, we're talking about breakups. Breakfast. Like I said, not the one you eat. This one, you feel it. Like, after the breakfast, sometimes you just cry. Like, no, this chef.
You rush into
too
it.
Much pepe.
You never see it coming.
Like, sometimes we do.
Yeah, sometimes you do and you prepare for it.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes you
people get ready for breakfast.
Yeah, sometimes you prepare for the shocks.
Amazing.
When you see the signs.
Hmm.
Okay, but most of the time, because of love, we ignore those signs.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
But most of the time, we don't prepare for it. It just comes at like a gushing wind, you know, and sweeps you off. And, you know, it's a terrible experience, a terrible thing. It's a terrible
thing. Have you ever been there?
Ah, yes. The worst was 2016.
It's very nice to say yes. Mm.
Yes.
Have you ever served anyone breakfast?
Yes, I have.
Proudly.
Yeah, I have.
You're saying this on the radio.
Yes, I have. I won't lie. Yes, I have.
Just
okay. Yes, I was dating this girl back then in Port Harcourt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was naughty, very, very naughty. She caught me plenty times, you know. But she always forgives. But just one time, and I feel bad about it, all right? But just one time, she just had a sex chat.
Oh, that story.
Yeah, with my colleague then at the time. I wasn't ready to forgive.
You served that breakfast.
And I told Auntie, au revoir. She begged and begged. I said,
you are
no.
Heartless.
Yeah, I feel bad. I feel so terrible that I shouldn't have done that, but that was the only time I knew I served someone breakfast. Like, the other one, okay, yeah. There was other one, the one I told you that she didn't greet my mom well. Say bye-bye, go. You know. So those,
like she was supposed to roll on the floor.
No, like she's a Yoruba lady, all right? You see an elderly Yoruba woman.
No, wait.
And you kneel.
Yes, your mom is Yoruba.
Yeah. No, my mom is Ghanaian.
Okay, Ghanaian, but she's married to a Yoruba
yes.
man. So,
but when you see
girl,
when you see an elderly, when you see
she
an
was
elderly,
supposed to like, I can't bow my hand.
Yeah, you kneel.
Roll from this point of the pole to the
I'm
other.
Not even saying
because
roll.
She's seen her.
I'm not even saying
prospective
roll.
Mother-in-law. Come on.
I'm not even saying
later, I'll fail that test. If I stand up and greet you, you don't want to answer. No problem.
It's normal because you're not Yoruba. But she's Yoruba. When
does
you see an
matter?
Elderly,
does
you
it...
kneel. Just kneel. But what she did was she just shook her head to
oh.
greet my mother.
What if she had a white dress on?
Ada.
You should kneel. You kneel. Never marry me, make I did kneel. If you marry me,
I did not say kneel to me. Don't even
that's
kneel
what I'm
me.
Saying. Kneel. You never put
she's
me for
elderly.
The family,
she's
make I kneel.
Elderly. She's if you, elderly.
If you marry me, I go roll.
Kneel to her. You know, kneel. That's what respect does. That's the Yoruba thing. But if she was not Yoruba and she did what she did, yeah, it's understandable. Okay, but
Benga.
When you see an elderly, you kneel. That's how it's done.
Benga.
It's culture. It's base. It's culture 101.
For real. What if she didn't school here? What if she doesn't
she schooled here.
Okay.
We schooled together.
I'm a Nigerian.
Yes.
I schooled here.
Yes.
But you know my perspective about culture. There are some things that I don't just accept.
Okay, how do
like
you how do you how do you how do you, how do you how do you greet your dad?
Currently.
No, how do you growing up, how do you
growing
greet
up,
your
good
dad?
Morning, Dad.
Like, do you kneel or do you just
no.
Look him in the eye and say, good morning, Dad.
If he's in the sitting room and I'm coming from the room, I just open the curtain. Good morning, Dad. Like, yeah, how are you? That's it.
Okay, that's...
And I walk past.
But
and now it's even worse. Popsy, how far now?
Chai.
Are we good? Yeah.
Chai.
Sometimes I call him, Guy.
Chai.
Guy, I called you yesterday. You know, pick my girl, like, sorry, my love. And we're good.
No, I don't do that.
And sometimes my dad greets me first. Like yesterday, I called him and I was like, Pale. And he said, good morning. I was like, sorry, I beg. Good morning. How far? And we started talking.
Well.
Yeah.
Now you be dad.
That's, I cannot have a dad like that. And I can't meet you. You're telling me to roll and greet.
No. Don't.
I will fail the test.
Kneel.
No thanks.
Even till now, if I see my dad, I still pressure. Over the weekend, I saw him in the morning.
Wow.
Like, I went all flat out. It's my dad.
How do you greet your mom?
Flat out. My
for
mom,
real.
Flat out. Like, my beard, my chest touches the ground.
So I was with my boss yesterday.
Yes.
Shout out to Femi Obong Daniels.
Okay.
And my mom called Okay. Her name is saved my baby on my phone.
Okay.
So my boss was like, Oga is calling you. I was like, which Oga? And I picked up my mom. I was like, babe, Ava. And she was like, I do. How are you? I mean, that's how I talk to my parents.
Well.
Yeah. So yes. I cannot have this relationship with my parents and I can't meet yours. You tell me I dad
you. Yeah, we have.
My sophisticated white dress.
Don't get me wrong. We have good relationship, good rapport, I know. Over the weekend, I was on my native and all. Yeah, we're having a party. But that morning, as I saw, like, immediately we're done with the prayers and, like, the morning devotion.
Mm.
After we're done, I went flat out. Good morning, Dad.
Ekaro.
Mommy, Ekaro. It's not about, okay, I make good money with my mommy and I say...
It's not about making money, no. I just can't.
Like, because to them, I'm still their baby. Yes, I'm still their baby. Even though I'm having white beards, I go flat out.
And I'm not a baby to my parents.
I'm not doing that. So when you don't see my... So if
this
I can do that...
Me up.
So if I can do that to my mom, mm. And also, when I go to maybe anyone I'm dating and I see her mom, I will go flat out. I will go flat out. Like,
I'm just
I will frustrate,
you
yes.
Imagining before my dad.
No, but...
You'd be like, what's in the
hour? Because you're... But let's say maybe... Like I said, if your parents are Yoruba, definitely I'll go flat out. Like, prostrate. Because I'm a cultured man.
So, would you rather have someone that will pretend about respecting them by acting this way and not actually respecting them? Or someone that greets them the right way, but deep down she respects them 100?
Greets them the right way is the prostrating and kneeling.
I don't understand.
That's the right way.
See,
okay, what is the right way to you?
Just be truthful that you're respecting this person.
No, in greeting.
Good morning, ma.
In greeting. Good morning by sitting down and say good morning.
It's not
good
like
morning,
I'm asking
ma.
You to sit down and then cross your legs.
Okay,
and all
good,
of that. It's
okay,
respectful.
Okay, good morning, just shake head.
How?
Or what?
Am I a lizard?
You kneel? Or are you just
Why
going to...
Why should I kneel? I only kneel before my creator when I want to pray.
Because you're not Yoruba.
Or maybe when
culture,
I offend
the Yoruba
someone.
Culture, the Yoruba culture, you kneel.
Oh.
Okay? As a man, you prostrate. Okay? So that's why I don't have an issue with it.
I'm not doing
it. I would, you know, go flat out. Good morning. Good morning, mom. Good morning, dad. Do you get? But maybe because of, you know, 21st century. Nah, but really.
So there was a time I took my man to the mainland to pay my friend a visit. And there, her cousins, her niece, and nephews, they were there. And they all started kneeling down to greet. And this guy was laughing. I was like, what's doing this one? My friend started up. What's doing this? Like, it's funny.
It's respect.
Why are you kneeling down before me?
It's respect.
I am just like you. I am human.
It's respect.
You should kneel before your God, not me.
It is respect.
So if you kneel before your parents, what do you do before God?
It's culture.
No. I am asking, what do you do before God?
God said don't bow to graven image. Is that not what's in the Ten Commandments? You're not bowing. I'm not a graven image.
What are you doing?
It's culture. You're giving like reverence, you're elderly or whatever.
We'll talk about this some other time. Just
it's culture, Ada.
Don't ever kneel before
it's
me.
Culture.
Don't.
It's culture. All right. Maybe later on, maybe when you have your kids.
So when do you stand up? When they ask you to?
No. Jeez, Ada. Immediately say, good morning. Cara, straight up. You stand up straight. Diga. But if she's not Yoruba, and I felt really pissed off, you know, because she's Yoruba, she knows the right thing. And I believe any Yoruba person can just call in and attest to this. When you see an elderly person, you kneel as a woman, as a lady, as a girl. You kneel. And as a man, prostrate. But even if you can't prostrate...
Knees.
Yeah, as a lady, some do just one knee. Some do just one knee. And some don't even do the full knee. Like, they just curtsy, the way they just, you know, just squat a little. You know, some do
did
that.
Did you say squat?
I didn't say squat.
Oh,
squat.
I just asked, did you say squat?
I said squat.
Okay.
Okay, squat a little. Just a little bend. Yeah, just bend the knee. Some do that. I don't know why you're laughing.
I have a different mental picture. You don't want to know.
Oh,
God.
Oh, so, you know, that one. that one. But that one, when she, when I saw her do it, I just felt like, did you just do that?
Hmm.
Like, she just sat down and just, she saw my mom and just shook her head. Good afternoon, ma. And I'm like, what? No.
What did your mom say?
My mom, it was after she had gone. My mom just said, "Why? Where did you see that girl?"
Wow.
Yeah, my mom pointed it out. Like, wow. Where did you see that girl? And immediately she said that. My mom didn't ask me to break up with her. No, she doesn't. She doesn't even care who I'm dating. As long as you're happy, that's all that matters to her. She said, "Where did you see that girl?" And she didn't see any other thing. But I saw what she did, and I felt like, no, you don't do that. Because I can't do that to her parents. No, I can't. No.
Wahalo.
I can't do that. Trust me, I can't do that.
Anyway, so you served the breakfast, close to.
Yeah, I told him. My auntie, au revoir.
Wow.
Yeah, that was what I did.
Have I ever served someone breakfast? Oh, yes. One guy in Delta. I felt he wasn't man enough. Sorry.
He wasn't man enough.
I felt so. He was always letting me have my way. I tell him.
Waiting woman. Wait. Ada.
I have been honest. I don't want to lie. Then I'll tell him, babe, I'm hanging out with the girls tonight. I might not be back till tomorrow. I'm like, okay.
So you want that kind of like
bro,
where are you going?
No, not in that too.
That tone.
No. Like, okay, if you're not coming back, where are you spending the night? Who are these girls?
Very good.
You know, he was just so careful. Like, he didn't want to hurt me. I'm like, bro, sometimes now.
Like, show demanding.
Like, you're a man. Babe, I need money for this. Okay. I need you to be at my place tonight. I don't want to sleep alone. Okay, I'm coming. Don't you have a job? Are you all busy? Some days put me on hold. Like, okay,
I think you get problem, right?
But that was then. That was then.
But would you still like a man who is like that?
Not really.
Because that's the thing. Yes, I think the way all the times I've been dating, you know, here and there, I've realized something.
What though?
That most ladies, not all, most ladies don't like a man that's, you know,
that's not manly.
No, not manly. I don't want to use manly. It's like, let's say, imagine you're trying to reach maybe like a mango tree. You're trying to reach that mango. You're stretching to reach that mango. That thing arouses ladies. Like, you're trying to reach it. They don't like something that it's already there, you just reach it.
Depends.
Most ladies don't. So most of the time you'd be like, I heard of a story of this lady. Okay. They asked her, like, why are you cheating on your man? She's married. Why are you cheating on your man? He said, the man is too perfect.
Are you serious?
Said, really, too perfect? Yeah, say he's too perfect. He said that he's not good on the bed. He said, he's a stallion. Then why? What do you mean he's too perfect? He said, every time I check his phone, there's no lady even dragging him with me.
Oh.
There's no lady dragging him with me. She loves drama. And just like what you...
No. I don't like drama.
She loves
I
drama.
I don't.
But this
I love
man,
peace.
But this man is just, you know, calm. Once he goes to work, by 3 o'clock, he's back home. You know, he's just too perfect. And that too perfect was like, at least show me pepper small.
Me, I don't need pepper, but just, let's talk.
Are you guys not talking?
Ada, you're hanging out with who?
What if he trusts you? He trusts your decision.
Ask me questions.
Like, okay, what? Okay,
let's have conversations.
Like, hey, what? Won't you have an issue? Like, why are you questioning my decision?
It depends. Yes. When you're asking me, with who? Like, you're not my dad.
Okay, with who? Okay, if he says with who?
I'll be like, I'm hanging out with Julie.
Okay, but
if
it's the same sentence, with who?
As what?
With who? Okay, you.
The man of approach, Marcus.
There's something. I think there's something wrong with ladies. There's
the man of approach matters. You can't just look at me and shout, "With who? When are you back?"
Like yesterday, you were. I would say with who,
bro? No, not that tone. You have to be relaxed.
Okay.
Like, with who?
With.
Let's practice. Come on, say it.
With who?
Oh, I'm hanging out with Mary, Jen Ubi of Call the Firm, Alexis. Yeah, we're going clubbing, and I think I'll be back tomorrow or a day after tomorrow.
But why?
Why are you shouting?
You see that?
Why are you shouting?
You see that's an issue. Okay, but I think how about he says what you're doing to him?
Mm-hmm.
He's doing that to you.
That's a problem. I'll ask. You're going clubbing. Oh, what club?
Why are you asking what club?
I'm your girlfriend.
Babe, I'm going now. I'll see you later.
You see me later? All right now.
Straight up.
No, Shebi's all right.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
Come back now. We don't have a relationship again. Why are you
calling me? What do you mean? What do you mean we don't have a relationship? I said, I'll see you later.
See who later? Like, I'm you're hanging out and you know. You should be accountable to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No. I'm going out. Like, why are you asking?
Oh, yeah.
Why are you asking so many questions?
I can't date your type.
No, I'm just going out.
Let's get to the phone line. Remember, we're talking about breakfast, breakups, and everything in between. And we're asking, what did your last relationship teach you?
Oh, yeah, Ada. What did yours teach you? What did yours teach you?
I think I have cough. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. The studio line for you to dial to be a part of the show. And the WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Female line is 014-657-190. My last relationship taught me quite a lot. But I'll tell you after this call. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Adan Mbwenga.
Yes,
yeah, you're welcome. What's your name?
I'm Neche.
You are?
Neche.
Mm.
Yes.
Welcome.
And
Neche.
Okay, before I go straight on breakfast talk. I want to see what Mbwenga was saying, because it happened to my brother's girlfriend.
Mm.
I think I went to my brother's office. I saw this girl.
Okay.
Auntie just sat down, looking at me. I sent me to greet her. I knew I was older than this girl. One thing was sending me to greet her. I don't know what's on her phone. Then I just cut that one off. Then my elder brother, the second guy.
Yeah.
Now came to pick my brother. My brother was like, okay, help me drop this girl.
Okay.
For hostel.
Hmm.
Auntie just entered the car. Auntie don't greet my brother. My brother calmly took her to the hostel and told my brother, see, this girl, you're not marrying her no matter what. She stand and fight you. Mm. Even if you love the girl, you can't marry that girl.
Mm.
So that's by the way. So understand the one of greeting. And then in our custom, I'm from Oga, for instance.
Okay.
Elders greet once you are at that, like the first daughter, they greet Adan, like Adi, but they need to greet Adans. Yes, sir. So kneeling is a normal thing, even in Igbo tradition. And then, okay, talk about my own breakfast story.
Okay.
I will not go into details because the thing affected me for like 1 month. Like, I got depressed for like 1 month.
You think she's listening?
Sorry?
Or you think she's listening? She could be listening.
I don't think she's listening because she doesn't listen to radio. So I don't think she's listening.
Someone decided her feet on radio. But talk.
Shock you. But so, go on.
Enter
go
trouble tonight.
Don't mind Benga. Feel free.
So basically, it just started from let me just see how it happened, because I want to go remember anything about it again. I am busy. Like every day, because I'm busy. Can we see and talk about this? I am busy. See, finally, we stopped talking about anything. So I sent a message, she doesn't reply. And that was so it's only a direct breakfast. And one thing that
she tells you that I am busy every time.
Exactly. Like when we still having issues, I was like, let's see and talk. I'll leave my workplace, go to our own site at Lekki. I will wait for her to finish work until we see telling me that she cannot wait or she wants to get back to her that she or she's tired from work or everything. And I will leave Lekki around 6 o'clock and jam traffic going to mainland. That's like that Orile and my if I get to our own house.
You were in love.
But that's right the way, exactly. I was in love. That was the pretty part of it. I was in love. But this is basically what I learned from the whole stuff. See, as a guy, even if you love a girl, don't show it that much. Don't be 100% committed. I was 100%.
No, you can't say that.
No, for me, that's what I learned. I was 100% committed, and I showed it to this girl. Like, hey,
yeah, she took it for granted.
I don't like you talking to this girl. And that would be the end. In fact, some of my crushes that I had then, I stopped talking to them, and I still regret it up to today. Like, to date, I still regret it. So I was like 100% committed, and I showed it to her. She was like literally controlling everything. And it's not really about the money after this. I know that even if I don't have, I'll touch my savings and I'll still give her.
Aww.
If I don't have, month end, I'll still use my salary. I'll still get salary.
Somebody go find me one day.
But I think I was giving too much attention. Like, normal, I was giving too much attention. I was fully committed and I was showing everything to her.
And
he was like, no. Like, just like you say that, but maybe I wasn't man enough. Look, probably I wasn't man enough. I was allowing her to do anything. Probably. I don't know, but I think I was fully committed and I showed it up to her. And that was how everything happened. So there was no, like, literally a letter, like, let's call it off. No. It was just busy. From there to
calls,
no message, nothing. And then everything ended. But it's well. I just thought the only regret I had is that I just wish that it never happened.
Wow. Anyway, sorry about that, and thanks for sharing. Now, wow. Hello.
Hello, mom.
Yes, please.
Zumaro.
Yeah, Chifu.
Ask her that mom question. She did not answer.
I go answer.
Did you know the question?
I know now.
Let me know.
What thing I learned from my past relationship? I go answer.
It's not the question.
Which one?
What did women want?
What do women
want? Do you have a
women,
book?
What do you people want?
Do you have a book and a pen with you? Let me start listening now.
What did women want?
Do you have your pen and your book?
Okay, you want to tell us?
Yes, now.
What women want?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if I drop my call, I'll bring my paper, my bag.
No, wala. I will list.
You start with listing.
I will list.
List
the ones that I remember.
I want to hear this thing. And before I will go on, where is just love, man? Where is Azubi came from, motion?
Hey.
Oga Chris, where are you today?
Oga Chris, that's true. Mr. Loverman, Ali.
DJ
Constant.
Who you called? Yes, me. You typed a send message yesterday. Talk on our call, we hear on our voice. Yeah, we are one family here.
Right. Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, that is where I want to stop. I want to go and take my Bible and my paper.
Okay, please do.
Adam, mommy, today you go play my music.
I'll try.
Play my music today.
I'll try. Not promising, but I'll try. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Benga, you asked me two questions, so.
Yeah. The first
which
one.
Which do I answer first?
Okay, start with what did you learn from your past relationship?
My past or my last?
Okay, your last relationship.
My last relationship taught me a lot. It taught me not to... let me be very honest. I'm not just going to talk about the negative aspect. It taught me how to respect.
How to respect people?
How to respect the opposite sex.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to be this type that... In a relationship, it should be 100-100.
Okay, not 60-40.
No, like, bro, you're not doing this. If you're not, just go.
Okay.
Yeah. So, this guy, I owe it to him.
Okay.
He taught me self-respect and how to respect people. Okay, okay, cool. And how to express myself politely. Some of you...
Politely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Some people on the radio will be like, Ada, do you ever get angry? Do you do this? I actually learned that from him. Hmm. I worked on my anger with this person. And again, he taught me management. I used to abuse money a lot.
Okay, money management, too. Oh, that's mm-hmm. good.
Yeah. And then, breakfast. Well, taught me how to be okay, how to follow my instinct, because I felt like, okay, something is going on somewhere, and I followed my instinct, and that was true. So, yeah,
Well, you learned a good thing. All right, how about the bad ones?
Bad ones,
The bad things. You learned,
like, from him on the relationship.
Yeah, in the relationship, you know, those things you...
How to be strict.
How to be strict.
He had this 60%, I wouldn't say God-fearing, but humanity. Like, he was a good person. And 40% strict. Like, be good, but shine your eyes.
So no.
Yeah, so
mine was because always verify. Like, she lied about everything.
Oh dear.
I spoke with her recently. She called me. She still called me when I was coming back from Ogun State on Monday. She still called because I don't call her. All right. So she still called, and I purposely intentionally asked her a question which I knew the answer. And she still lied about it.
Wow.
I just shook my head. I just smiled. And I feel like, why are you lying? Like, you know, I appreciate, it's not as if I don't like it when I'm lied to, but I appreciate the kind of lie that...
Constructive lie.
Like, you thought about it, like you thought deeply about it, and you dropped the lie down. And it took me a while to unpuzzle the puzzle. But when you now give me a lie that just surface lie, I feel insulted.
I feel you.
Because it makes me look as if I'm not intelligent. And you just see it. Like, one of the lies she told me, there was a time she told me this lie. She called me around 7. Hey, babe, how are you? Hey, babe, I'm good. Babe, I'm going to be sleeping early tonight. Really? Okay. 7 p.m. I'm going to be sleeping early tonight. All right, no problem. I hung up. Now, she stays with her mom. I called her mom. Say, hey, mother. Hey, I'm sorry I didn't call you yesterday. And out of excitement, the mother just said, Benga, your girlfriend has gone for an IV gelo. And I'm like, oh, really? So I ended the call. Called her immediately. They stay in the same house together. So I called her immediately, like, hey, babe, where are you? I told you I'm sleeping early now. But why would your mom tell me that you've gone for a vigil? No. Benga, I didn't know how you're going to feel if I tell you I'm going for an IV gel. You see that kind of lie? Very unintelligent lie, like, just makes me look like a fool. I just feel like, you know, those kind of lies.
I know.
It just showed that you want to go and play your paro. Tell your mom, say, mommy, mom love you. And me. I want to sleep early so that me, I won't disturb you with calls. Because when you are with uncle, you won't be able to pick call. You know, those kind of things. Talking about it right now is really pissing me off.
Why?
No, because I felt like a fool. Because many a time there were so many things. I think when we broke up, I now started, you know, trying to trace back 60% of the conversation we ever had.
Oh dear.
For a year relationship, 60%, and I realized that
that's been really hard.
They're all lies.
Anyway, Belle.
I beg.
Let's take calls. 0700-993-993-993. What did you learn? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, good morning.
Birthday girl. How was yesterday?
fine.
All right, amazing. Welcome.
Yeah. Good morning, Bingo.
Yeah, what's up? Moya. Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. For me, there's one somebody that came to my house, my auntie's show.
Yeah?
The guy saw. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Hey, guy, he came to my auntie's show.
Okay.
This guy saw yearly people in my shop. Cannot greet.
Are you serious?
This guy saw my little sister. He can't even say, good afternoon. He was looking like me. I was like, I don't understand what is going on.
Okay, now Moyo.
Yeah.
I need you to talk to Ada.
Yeah.
Now, Moyo, as a Yoruba lady, I believe you're Yoruba, right?
Yes.
Now, when you see an elderly Yoruba lady, what do? You want to greet her? You kneel.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's Yoruba culture.
You should kneel.
You
can't just give someone that is older than you and seek.
I'm
not even going to shake you. I'm going to say hello, ma. Hello, sir.
No. As a usual,
she said, you
kneel.
Exactly. Good morning.
Thank you. Exactly.
You can't just say good morning.
Good morning.
They'll say that good morning. I think they're forcing them to greet.
Okay.
So, breakfast. I start to fake breakfast. After my ex, he passed. This guy, every time, anytime we are discussing, but he's just like, Moyo, I'm not your mate.
Are you serious?
I don't know, mention my sister's name, my brother's name. And that used to piss me off. I don't like it. Anytime we have, maybe something happened. Just say they are just arguing or something. It means one thing. I'm not your mate, though. It's me and your brother, I hate it. That used to piss me off.
Really?
I don't like that statement. Yes. If you want to insult me, you don't have to send me home to my people. I don't know, I have to just cut that guy off. And I cannot begin. He's getting worse. It's only that he even said that your dead parents. That thing just sparked my head.
Wow.
Not even because I'm blunt.
That's crazy.
Because I'm blunt. I don't. Not that your parents will not treat you very well.
Nah, wow.
So that thing pissed me off. I just have to say that. Okay, I'm trying to have patience, but I cannot have that patience again. That's saying that. Okay, I'm not interested. Not if I don't have people that, but I know I'm a blunt lady. Yes. I see what I want to say. I don't care. But sometimes when I say that, no, you also said it's very wrong. I will say sorry. Immediately.
It's okay. Anyway, sorry. Thanks for sharing.
Alright.
Alright, dear. Hello? Hello?
Good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
My name is Michael.
Okay, Michael. You're welcome.
My last relationship, I learned a lot of things. There was this lady that I was dating then, so I came to Nigeria to ask her hand in marriage. I went to the village, I've done so many things about her. So I was waiting for, during that lockdown, I was waiting for lockdown to be over so that we can go there and pay half right price.
Mm.
So along the line, she met someone on social media platform, Facebook. And the person sent her request. They started talking. So there was a day the message just popped up in her phone. So I read the message.
On her phone?
I wasn't
on her phone?
With the message. Can you tell me?
On her phone?
On her phone.
Oh, okay.
So I wasn't comfortable with the message. So, and I was a kind of busy that very day. So I tried to ask her about it. So she denied that she doesn't have anything to do with that person. I said, okay. So I kept quiet and I tried to explain the situation to her elder sister. They said maybe it's just a friend or something like that. So I want to know her more because we have not spent enough time together before. So I hack her WhatsApp so that I can know the people she talked to and
wow, everything. You did?
Yeah, I did. So she now asked the guy from Facebook to be talking to her on WhatsApp, not on Facebook. So okay. The guy said, okay. And the guy is in Canada, according to me. So they started talking. And then we were planning for her annual leave, which I was like, okay, if the lockdown is over, so time, we have to travel to Calabar and spend your annual leave. So I was monitoring their conversation, and the conversation started heading somewhere else.
Wow.
Which I've taken the girl to my parents, done a lot of things about her. So along the line,
that's a lot. How are you handling the whole situation? Seeing the chat,
It's just a little something.
Oh dear.
I said, okay, if that's the case, let me watch how this conversation is going to go. So I was calm and she was staying with me. Or this wife from her office, she'll come back to me. And we are all together. So.
And she was still staying with you?
Yeah.
Ah, my gender.
So the guy said, okay, that he's not comfortable with the way she's living with me. That
oh, she told the guy?
Married and decided that. I have to go back to her sister's place and decide that he's sending her invitation from Canada. I should go to embassy to apply for a visa. I was seeing everything and I was so calm. Because
you were calm and both of you were sleeping in the same house.
Yeah. I want to be sure of who I'm dating. So, because our people say that if you want to go to FPT, you go with clean hands. So I was so calm.
I'm having goosebumps.
On a very fateful day.
Okay.
So the guy sent her invitation. She left my place to embassy to apply for a visa and whatever. And I didn't use it against her because it's not affecting our relationship. I got all the attention that I needed from her. I was not denied or deprived of any entitlement, you know, any relationship entitlement. So
yeah,
I didn't use it against her. I want to be sure of who I am dating because I might get married to her and leave the country immediately. So, and you know, when especially people who stay in abroad, before they get married to any lady, there must be 100% trust between them because of you cannot say that you get married to them and you go with your wife because of this visa process or whatever. Mm. You might marry her and go and maybe spend like 2 years before coming back or whatsoever. Or maybe before working on her visa, it might take like 2 to 6 months or so. So I was so calm. Then along the line, she went to embassy to apply. She don't know how to fill all those forms. The guy was putting her through and I was in all their conversation.
Oh wow.
So and I said, okay, it's time for I have a business meeting in Lagos. I traveled to Lagos then. So the hotel I lodged. So and I said, okay, since this conversation between these two parties is going somewhere, let me just keep in some things. So and I said, okay, we agreed that you apply for your visa, your annual leave by October. It's already October. So what you want to do about it? Because in their conversation in that platform, WhatsApp, the guy asked her not to apply for that visa. For that annual leave.
Yeah, the leave, yeah.
That she will use that annual leave to apply for her visa so that if she go to embassy, she will just tell them that she's traveling to Canada to spend her annual leave. And she told her that it's not possible that I have made all the necessary arrangements for her annual leave, that we will be traveling to Calabar to spend her annual leave before coming back to Abuja. It's okay. The guy said, no, that I have to follow his instruction. It's okay, no problem. So when I got to Lagos, I said, okay, can you apply for that your annual leave by October now, because I'll be back ending of September. Then we can travel immediately when I return back to Abuja.
What did she say?
She said, okay. I know that she's no longer interested in that annual leave. Wow. And I said, okay, if that's the case, I have to call off this our upcoming marriage, because I can see that you are no longer interested. She don't understand. Why am I talking like that? And I ended the call. She called my dad, called my sister, called everybody. People started calling me. Say, what are my reasons? So I don't want to say it, but I was forced by her elder sister. Because her elder sister, she's very close to me. She took me like her brother. They are very good to me. So I can't bear it alone. So I open up to them. That look at what happened. I hacked her WhatsApp because of the incident that occurred the last time that I laid the complaint. People refused to believe me that I am not sure of what I'm saying. And she deleted the message instantly when I got to know about their conversation. And that is why she asked the guy to leave Facebook and talk to her on WhatsApp. So, they say, do I have any proof? Of course, I did. Because the conversation is in my phone. I screenshot everything and I sent it to them. So, they were so surprised. And the girl in question is my sister's best friend. I knew her through my sister. They work in the same parastata, in the same office in Abuja. So, to cut the story short, I learned so many things that
how did it end? Both of you didn't work out. Both of you didn't work out.
Okay, come again.
I said both of you did not work out. Was that it?
Yeah, because the trust is broken. The trust is no longer there, so I have to call off everything.
And did she end up with the other guy?
The guy is a scammer. The guy is a scammer. He just wants to try to scam her money. So that's what happened. Bet me. Bet when they realize
the mistake, it's
already too late.
Dear.
One thing about this life, be contented to what you have.
True.
Especially whosoever make you happy, you have to be submissive and be focused. She's not lacking anything. I place her on weekly allowance. She's not lacking anything. I don't know what came over her. And it's not that if she's traveling abroad, she know that once we get married, I can take her for Nigeria. So I don't know what the problem is. Although it's women. Maybe the problem is the issue is best known to her. But she regrets. She regrets everything that happened. Although people try to talk to me about everything, but me, one thing about me, I give all in a relationship.
Okay.
But once the trust is broken, I don't have to deceive myself, because the love will definitely die. And there is nothing you can do about it.
I feel you.
So, that is...
I'm truly
in
sorry.
In a relationship, you have to You have to give all, especially when somebody is ready. Just imagine that I went far by, you know, even collected the list from the family, just waiting for the lockdown.
Mm.
I remember how I chartered buses, some used flight when we were going for our introduction or whatsoever.
You guys already had introduction?
Yeah, I've done it.
Oh, wow.
Even the list is still with me.
Oh, dear.
It is. But for God's sake, and God has blessed me with another faithful and caring, understanding lady.
Oh.
And my wedding is coming up soon.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. So I'm just... Although what I did is wrong, but I didn't regret the action by hacking into our privacy. You know, I took laws into my hands and whatsoever. Yeah. I know I'm wrong by doing that. But
hope you apologize though.
I do.
Okay.
I do. I apologize, but I'm not regretting the action. Because I want to know who she is.
Mm.
And thank God that God reveal her secret on time. So that is one thing about that experience. So some ladies, even if you give them heaven and earth, they still want more. And the reason why she did that, because the guy promised to send 5 million naira into her account for her to use it to process her visa. You know.
Wow.
So that is my experience.
So sad.
You have to be very careful with when it comes to marriage. Know who you want to marry.
True that.
It's very, very important. That is why you see so many broken homes, broken marriages and whatever. So you have to know 100% sure of who you want to marry. Don't you be trusted? It's someone that you can, you know, even when you are away, that you won't have a second thought about her.
I feel you. But it's okay. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Thanks for sharing. Indeed, crazy things are happening. Wow. Okay, let's squeeze in some WhatsApp messages. We have this one here that reads, nobody serves breakfast. Distance is my own problem. I learned that I can be patient, like very patient, that I can date without sex. I didn't know that I could do that. Okay, hello Ada, I am Prince Rapapa. Well, I haven't really been served breakfast. Also, haven't served anyone, at least just yet. Okay. But your program last night worked and I received a call this morning. I think we are off to a great start. Oh, wow. So someone met someone. The hookup show. I am happy about this news. Congratulations. Love. Okay. I'm not taking that. Okay, more calls. Hello.
Hello.
Please turn up your radio.
Yeah. Good morning, Ada.
Good morning. How are you?
Yes, very well, thank you. Zuma.
Zuma has gone, no. He likes sleep.
Okay. Ikenna speaking.
Ikenna, you're welcome. Talk to me, please.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Let me talk about breakfast for me. Have anyone served me breakfast? I can't remember anyone serving me breakfast.
Mm-hmm. You
know? Yes, I served someone breakfast. I've served a series of people, actually.
Why now?
Yes, when I say series of people, I think I'm looking at, say, about four people now.
Even four.
Yeah, so let me start with the first one. The first one was, then I think I was still at law school. I was dating a young one lady then.
Okay.
And we're having a discussion. And she just said to me, she said I was very stupid, you know? That singular statement alone, I just sat, I kept quiet for a few minutes. And after I got to realize that I wasn't stupid, I just said to myself, I don't think I can be in this kind of relationship. At that point, whatever I felt for her just flew out of the window. And it was just a matter of weeks afterwards, I told her I don't think I'm interested in this relationship anymore. You know, she cried, she begged, but I closed my mind. Okay. The second one was then I was doing my master's in the UK. The cousin introduced her to me. She was in Nigeria here. We were talking and everything. You know, I find myself in a circumstance that is peculiar to me. I don't want to disclose that on radio. So based on that circumstance I find myself in, you know, she told her uncle about me. The uncle said no, that she can't be with me. And based on that, I tried convincing her. We talked, she continued with me. I came back to Nigeria, met her, had discussions with her. Afterwards, I just lost interest. So that one just died a natural death.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to come to what I learned in all this.
Okay.
You know, the third one was a young lady who met me. I'm from Anambra State.
Okay.
Okay, she met me and she liked me for reasons I couldn't explain, you know. Mm. She just liked me. She was all over me. From Nasarawa State, you know, I should have stayed with her, but I started considering, oh man, how am I going to carry my people off from, you know, from Anambra and go to Nasarawa State to go and do traditional wedding rites? So at some point, I started drifting away from her. She would call me on phone, then as soon as I hear her voice, I'll just hang up. So if she calls me, if I even manage to pick her calls, I'll tell her, okay, I'm somewhere and I'll call you back in a matter of time and just hang up. Eventually, somehow, she got the message and she moved away from me. After she moved away, and I started realizing her value, how important she was to me, I tried going back to her, reached out to her, she got blocked. She refused to look at me again. The fourth one was just recently. This one was still on that same issue, that circumstance I find myself in, you know. I had another girl I was dating, who was seriously looking at settling down. Eventually, when I came in contact with the parents said, no, it cannot be, can't be. The mom said, if it happens, you will die, you know. The girl now came back to me and said, no, she doesn't want this relationship to continue. If it continues, I mean, she wouldn't want someone's blood to be on her head. She doesn't want to lose any of her appearance as a result of her being with me. Oh, I told her, no, maybe we can get around this. These things your parents are just saying, they're just making empty threats. Nothing will happen. We continued. After a while, I saw that she didn't have this. She wasn't independent-minded. I just started pulling out the plugs gradually. And eventually, you know, we ended the relationship. At that point, she now turned back and started reaching out to me, wanting to have me back, you know. But yeah. I was far gone.
Oh, dear.
You know. But one thing I learned in all this is this. For me, I have a one of the reasons that I've threatened relationships for me is because of the circumstance I find myself in. It has made quite a lot of people. Some people come the next minute, they don't want to stay with me anymore. I try to convince them they stay, and after a while I decided on my
what's
own
that
to,
thing that they
I'm always
see
taking the last
then,
shot.
What's that thing they always, can you hear me?
Yes.
What's that thing they always see and then they want to leave? You're always the one convincing them to stay.
I wouldn't want to disclose that on radio. Maybe I would tell you that off radio, you know. But It's nothing too serious. It's something that for me personally, I never saw it as an issue, but quite a lot of people saw it as an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But the long and short of it for me is this. I've come to learn a lot, and one thing I've come to learn is this. One, I need to believe in myself very well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I need to know that God loves me.
Okay, true.
And because God loves me, I'm important to God before being important to any man. And because I'm important to God, I have to at all times seek out the purpose for which God has brought me into this world. And if I can establish that purpose, then relationship for me will be smooth sailing. So that's it for me. That's my own, that's the lesson I have learned, you know. Sometimes I try to ignore the fact that the circumstance I find myself in would always be a hindrance. I try to ignore that fact. But I mean, because of where we find ourselves, the society we find ourselves, it continues to remain, you know, a constant stumbling block for me. So that's my own angle to the whole discussion.
Okay.
So that's it. So no one has served me breakfast. I don't allow people to serve me breakfast. I always take the last shot at the end of the day. So that's right. Just it for me.
Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, be good. Hello,
good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Hello.
I am with you. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah.
I've been listening to a lot on your station. I'm sorry, this is Raffle.
Raffle. Welcome, Ralph.
Yeah, this is the first time caller, quite all right.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I've been listening to a lot in your relationship. In your radio station now, I'm learning a lot. The last caller, second to the last caller, I'm really learning a lot.
I know, that's why we're here.
Thanks. Yeah. For mine.
Yeah.
Mine is a terrible one. Then, don't say I'm still with it. I'm still on it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Really, what I'm placing on mine is the last time she came, she visited my place. She told me she was going to somewhere else.
Okay.
I know that place very well. And I just decided, okay, let me just see if that she's still trustworthy. And I went there. She took a bus and I took a bike. And it's not possible for a bus to be faster than the bike. Is it possible?
No.
Thank you. I got to the junction of that street, two houses away from the bus stop. Then, to my greatest surprise, for like 1 to 2 hours, I did not see my woman.
Before then, were you guys having trust issues?
No.
So you just then wanted to just go see if she was saying the truth?
Yeah.
And you're saying there was no trust issues. Okay. Go on.
Yeah?
Yeah, go on. I am with you.
So, remember, before then, there is a call coming in.
On her phone?
Yeah. I'm on.
Wow.
She told that person's name, doctor. Who is this doctor? Said, he's just a friend. Okay. I said, no problem. And he said the doctor invited that down for medical checkup and everything. I said, okay, no problem. Your family doctor said yes. I said, no problem, you're free to go. And she went. And not knowing that I know the family doctor very well, I know the hospital where
the
man handles. I know everything. She really don't know anything.
She told you the man's name?
She said the doctor's name is Mr. Charles. And her family doctor's name is Mr. Femi.
Okay.
So I just decided to go, okay, let me just go two houses before the bus stop where she would drop. For like 2-3 hours, I did not see a man come in.
Did you not see the lady?
Yeah, I did not see her coming.
Oh, wow.
She did not step into the street. She did not drop in her bus in the bus stop. I said, okay. And I just called. Where are you? Then she's in the hospital already. Where in the hospital? Outside the hospital. Outside, I say, no problem. And I strode down outside the same hospital. And I called, where are you? She says, she's still outside the hospital, waiting for her doctor to come in. I say, wow, no problem. And I decided to stay for like another 30, 45 minutes. The same outside hospital. I did not see her. For like 45 minutes later, I call her. And where are you? She said she's home already.
Whoa!
So how do you escape one entrance in, one entrance out, standing in front of the same hospital, did not see you? Are you Flash? Or probably a Superman? I said, no problem. I decided to come back home. Come back home, I did not meet her at home also. So, I just decided to just, okay, let me see what I can bring out. I decided to pull off some things. I stopped so many things. Call, I reduce. Text message, I reduce. Money, I reduce. That's no problem. Let me see what I can still work out on it.
Are you serious?
That's the only one I can tell you. For a series of my relationship, I've gone through a lot.
That's insane. I'm truly sorry about that. Oh no.
Don't worry.
No one deserves this.
It's just something will pass through, and we definitely will come over it.
Definitely. I am sorry.
All right, no problem.
Thanks for sharing.
All right.
Okay, dear. You too. Things are happening. What? Is loyalty the heart? Hello? Hello, who's home? Okay, call back if that was you. Studio line once again is 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Hello. So sorry about that. Hello, good morning.
Ada, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, somebody. Offering time.
Ada, what did Moyo ask today? As in, the weather, the coast was so clear. Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what she had. Okay, but, okay, come on. Yesterday was her birthday, too.
What did you say?
Yesterday was her birthday,
sir. Oh, she's a June born?
Mm-hmm. First of June. Moyo opened the month for you.
Oh, my goodness. No wonder the coast was so clear. As in, the canal was so true.
She will come after you now. I will not support you.
What do you say?
She will come after you, and I will not say a word.
No. I know she's not the violence.
No, Moyo is a darling. Moyo is a sweetheart.
I will just thank God. She's my brother's, now.
I don't, so. I don't, so.
She's my brother's in-law. She's my in-law. Don't worry about that. Well, Ada, this is Joe Boy. Like, I've been called as in for more than 2 weeks now. I've been calling you. You've not been picking up. Anyways, I understand the way.
No vex.
I don't need to vex.
No vex.
Where is your unofficial, official radio?
We've broken up. He has gone.
He has given you breakfast.
No, I gave him breakfast. Come on now.
You gave him breakfast.
That's too big to the job.
This is your gender.
Come on, I don't serve breakfast. I don't. Anyway, I don't serve breakfast.
You don't, but you just said you serve someone.
Food, actual food.
Anyway, shout out to everyone.
Yeah.
And Mr. Frank, I've not heard his voice.
No, he's been calling.
Yes, Lokbeye. And all that. And Mr. Kuboku.
Well, I've been calling. Okay, so tell us.
Mm-hmm. Happy New Month to you.
Thank you so much, and same to you. So tell us what you learned.
Let me use this opportunity to also tell you that my birth month also is this very month.
June. Oh, amazing.
I read 10, so.
10th of June?
Yeah, so please tell Moyo. Moyo, please start preparing my dance money down. See, you get Ada.
I get.
And also you, and then you just tell your unofficial radio boyfriend that you should send check down before, you know.
Okay.
This one, and that there's no bike now. We can be managing events and you need to be working and, you know, carrying one or two.
He will hear. Is there anything you want to share with us? Something you learned, your past relationship?
Ada.
Yes, please.
People like a young girl like this, our heart is still fragile.
Okay.
And we have also sealed it. You understand?
Trying to.
I don't have much. Let me not say I've not been into, you know, so much relationship.
Okay.
But the one I try to be in, I would say that I'm the one that served the breakfast. Yes, I'm the one that served the breakfast because you see, some of this your gender, they can send someone to relegation. You know, some club just went to relegation this season.
You're just telling me.
Huh?
You're just telling me I don't do sports. I'm sorry.
You don't do sports?
Mm-mm. But I'm a Chelsea fan.
I know you don't do sports. I know. You do other sports. I know. Oh. Like long tennis sports, basketball sports. Anyway.
Wahala. Okay.
So, I met her, you know, was working, you know, as a young man, you know, trying to, you know, building myself.
Mm-hmm.
So we met, you know, along the line last year. And so I said, okay, we started talking. I said, okay, so I want to know her plan, you know. And she told me this is her plan, this and that, she want to do this, she want to do that. And I said, okay. She told me at then that she's not financially, you know, buoyant then.
Okay.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, I will support you on that, and I can also try and, I know, fix you in that line. So I went to make an inquiry on what she said she want to do.
Yeah.
Okay. So she said she want to go into fashion, you know, designing, you know, fashion school. You get.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay. I went to do research and I asked, you know, check what the course we, you know, take. So I answered that. So maybe after that is let me just say a month or two into our meeting, I told her, okay, I've seen, you know, a place for you. So it's just for you to come down, you know, meet the person, you know, so that we can have arrangement on how you go, you know, you start. And,
yeah.
Do you know what?
What?
She said no. She has her own. What is it called? She has found. She did blah blah blah. She has that.
Wow.
I can give her the money.
Oh. Okay.
And I can give her the money. And you know what? Giving her the money is not a problem. But before then, I've done one or two investigations on, you know, background checkup on her. And she didn't find nada.
Oh, wow.
She did not find nada.
So she just wanted to use the money for something else?
She just wanted to scam me of my money then. And I don't know why they are not calling in this night, so that it will not be that.
My gender, Abby.
You know now, I don't want to remove the remaining, you know, two leg of the table that you are sitting on, so that you will not say that we are the one that So that one came and, you know, gone. I just locked up. So I now ask her, okay, so this our relationship, how, let's, you know, let's even know where it's leading to, how is it going to be. So I said, okay, how are we going to build ourselves, I found out that I asked her, okay, so what and what will you be bringing on the table? You know, I found out that there are some, I'm sorry to say, you know, there are some of these ladies, like, they are just out there, you know, there is nothing in their upstairs.
Oh, wow.
Some of them. So many. You know what?
What?
What they are just after is just how to get the cash from you, and before you know it, they move on to the next person, the next guy.
Wahala.
That is just it. You understand? So,
I'm trying to.
When I found out that this one is not ready for, you know, I just have to do what? I just have to withdraw and call it a quit. Let me just, you know, shine my, because they say that a broken relationship is better than what?
And a broken marriage.
A broken home. So, that is just my small little experience. So,
all the same.
The first man that spoke, man.
My dear, that one got to me. I was having goosebumps in the studio.
My heart. I can feel the way you were just calm and.
You were
so cold. Even the AC that is inside the office here, like. He's even letting walk.
My dear, I could not hide my feelings. Like,
when you are just lit, man, my heart was just bleeding. That's
like, it's
when
not even like she was
the
things
that
anything.
I heard that lady did to him, even going as far as doing introduction.
After introduction.
Oh God, and they are not calling. The most painful part of it is that, I don't know, maybe all of them, maybe they are at work, you know.
Yeah, they are at work.
Or they are asleep.
Ladies
or, I
are
don't
busy.
Know.
They are at work.
It's only Moyo that is representing, and you. Please, try and be bringing them to this class.
Okay.
Buy, what is it called, higher education for them.
Okay.
Sure you get that, huh?
Of course I do.
Okay, please, try and talk to them, please. They should please and help us.
All right then. Thanks
well,
for calling.
Ada.
Thank you.
Stop.
Okay. I slept off on your new topic, Joe, and just woke up to the guy sharing his sad past relationship experience with Ada. Breakfast service aside, Ada, your gender character no shock you. And why should that guy apologize anyway for hacking into his greedy, selfish ex's WhatsApp account anyway? Come on, he should. No, I can't take this, but fire apology there. And I'm glad the selfish girlfriend is licking her wounds now, because congrats to the guy's new relationship. I never served babe breakfast before for relationship though, and I go only serve her breakfast if our relationship they head to marriage. And I go only serve her breakfast if our relationship is head to marriage. But if she serves me breakfast or morning food for bed, then no wahala, sha. Laughing out loud. Help me crack once again. I hope you know the kind of relationship you're asking for. Hello, Ada and the Chat Station family. This topic is really emotional given the fact that I've been a victim with whom I felt I loved after 3 years of relationship and so much was sacrificed. But last, the breakfast was well prepared. You ladies, how about now? Don't generalize it. When I get mine, but luckily I met a girl after that, and in just 3 months' time, we got married happily and we were blessed with a loving darling, my baby angel, and I have peace, which is golden. Despite the ups and downs, she stood firmly by me. And Ada, thanks for liking my post on TikTok, which I hashtagged you. Oh, that was you. And mentioned you. Please haven't responded to my DM on Instagram. I will tonight. After work, I've set aside 2 hours to do stuff online. I'm even supposed to draft a proposal and send. So I'm going to be on my phone for like 2 hours after the show. So definitely, Instagram is one of them. Okay. God bless you as you do that for me. Joseph from Ikotun. Okay. All right, Joe. Thank you so much for reaching out. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Good morning. So sorry about that. Call back, it was you. Where are my ladies now? Female lane.
Hello.
Hello.
Morning. Hello.
Yeah, good morning. Please, can you speak up?
Hello, good morning.
Can Much better. Me? Yes, I can. Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Hello for my papa.
Okay, Mike. You're welcome. Talk to me.
What prompted me to call you is that man that called about the lady that
Hello, what are you saying?
I just want to share my own little experience.
Okay.
About it.
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. See, all these ladies around, one has to go to the church, another, and then in the church, it's just the fact. Because my own experience, it was just 8 years of relationship. I love that relationship with
8 years? Hello?
I got this lady. She has a child with another man. So she's a broken relationship. Is there any problem? We started building production. Blah blah blah. One thing leads to another. She moves in with me. And along the line, we got to see.
Okay.
Lovely, but so to my greatest surprise, just like as the man said, you know, I was just by her side. The message comes in. I just saw the message. Dear, how was your night?
Oh, okay.
Who is this dear? Hello, lady, open the phone. She said, no, okay, what do you want to do? What do you want with my phone? Where do you have that? I said, I bought this phone for you. Open it up. So along the line, she opened the phone. And then what I saw, if someone tell me, I'm saying, no, I want to break my relationship. What I saw was, he was I was just reading the message, both the past message. I was just asking, hello, lady, are you sure this is your phone or someone else's phone?
Okay.
I turned about, I said, oh, this is your phone, man. What is all this? You know, lady that's with you, with two kids, snapping herself naked, sending to another man. On top of your bed, begging for another man's attention.
Wow.
You know, see, that man's story was even lighter than mine.
Are you serious?
It's a long story.
Make it short. Tell me.
While I just take it off, I saw the red flag earlier.
Okay.
I did not the red flag. So when the whole thing started playing, I'm just blaming myself on one side, but on the other side, ladies can go beyond your phone.
Ladies?
Most ladies, let me just use that word.
Okay.
Can go far that you will never imagine in your life. Because they live a deeper secret life that if you discover, you will run away. If you have had experience, that not only is even more life than her. You know, along the line, she took the two kids away and shut me off.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you, up to now, it's been over 2 years now. I haven't seen my kids, she phone calls, the family, bandmates, coming to me, or one thing or the other. I gave them an option, they gave me their own. Then I come back to their own because your daughter pull out of the relationship. Present to her mother's presence, she passed her maid, go out of the my even some of my belongings. You know? So, the ladies, because that the nature has made it for us to be. Telling you, one has to look deeper. The lucky ones don't know what God has done for them.
True.
That's just what I would say.
They don't.
Not what you can go. Maybe it can go beyond your top. And yes. So I don't know the show. I'm learning about what that man was in top with all. So the reality. It was not coming fully. I started telling my own story, and I'm still like 3 hours. He was teaching me. There was a time I even tried to commit suicide and just end everything.
You got suicidal?
Just attempting to, but along the line,
oh dear.
I said, but today I'm married, I have 2 kids. But after 3 months, I was trying to get things off my mind, or take my life, or this. So I started getting just from here, take a wash clean and knock out the wounds. So, thank God, I move ahead.
No, I'm so sorry.
My dear, what I'm hearing this night is just a reality. Like, I have experienced the living testimony to what deeper than ladies can go. It's by your imagination. Thank you for this enlightenment, of course. I believe that.
Thank you so much for being honest and sharing yours.
The upcoming one should pick a lesson. You know, love or you know trust.
Mm-hmm.
But before tying the knot, take a deep touch. That's just my opinion.
I feel you. Thank you for thank you so much for calling. All right. It's pretty sad that ladies are not calling and men are the only people calling, and it's not seeming like it's only women that serve breakfast. Come on now, ladies, hit the studio line 014-657-190 and share your experiences so we all learn. Who do we have here? Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, sorry, this is Ikenna back on the line.
Okay, welcome.
I just wanted to know, the ladies might not be calling. It's possible they're sleeping. But how about the dark room?
No, we can't have the dark room. Like, you all took, you all have taken me away. You took me to another realm.
No, come back to, let's go back to
he the said, dark room. Come back to the dark room.
Yes.
Ikenna, we've heard you.
Thank you.
Okay, not promising though, because looking at the time, it's just 12 more minutes that we have. So, I don't know. Good morning, Nadia. Can I send a voice note? Nope. The last caller is just busy accusing ladies. My dear, if you hear what some guys have done, you will scream. Of course, I know. I know. Me personally, I have a terrible experience. That till now I am still trying to heal. It's so hard. Do you know what it is like to be there for someone? Care for the person. Be there for the person. Sacrifice a lot down to paying for some certain bills for 5 to 6 years. When he had nothing, then things started getting better for him. Then you tell me you can't date me because I am too emotional. Ha! What you never said or noticed within the 5 to 6 years of us being together. Voice note to do justice to this. I've even tried hurting myself. I think what's wrong with some guys is that they are looking for shapes up and down. Oh, my darling sister. My apologies. Quite a familiar story. But trust me, I'm glad that you did not hurt yourself. Time is everything. I always tell people this. I wish I had the tap with me. But I'm using a system, so you can't send a voice. And if you do, it's not connected to... It's just the audio won't come out. And the tap is not here. We don't use system to take WhatsApp messages. But if you can call via Skype, that'll be awesome. Or if you can send me a DM. Noun. send the audio via Instagram at Adablezy, A-D-A-B-L-E-Z-Y. I'll play it. All right? Whew. Shocking stories indeed. Having just 10 more minutes, I mean, we've been talking for almost 2 hours. So I think we should just relax a bit with a song by the band Maroon 5. This one is called Memories. Welcome back to the show. This is a Soul Therapy segment on the Chart Station. We have just 3 more minutes before we say goodnight. So without wasting much time, let me squeeze in a WhatsApp text and then I take a call maybe. Then I share another thing that I learned from a past relationship and we call it a day, right? That works. Okay. We have this text here that reads, "The ladies can't call on today's topic like..." Okay. Adalides can't call on topics like this, on agenda to like pretend during relationship issues that matters. Go to social media platform. Now, on agenda to scream heartbreak, pass. But if we do the math, now the male gender, don't they on the receiving end, pass some. Pass. Same reason why we are courageous enough to come on air to air our opinions, while Adal's gender is busy listening to our comments. And experiences like they do on social media platforms or on group typing FF on their comment section. Down agenda, funny, I swear, laughing out loud. Every crack once again. Now, wow. Come on. I mean, we're good people. We have the good ones. You can't generalize it. We have good, loyal women. Hello?
Hello, hello.
Yes, please.
Hello?
Yes, I'm with you. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm calling back this night.
Okay.
Yeah. Someone is trying to maybe reply me with an accusing lady. Which I'm not. You know, all this issue is diversity. It's on men, it's on women, it's on ladies. But one thing I want to keep in is that sometimes ladies make the major mistake.
Okay.
You don't buy a man love. You know? They will tell you, I helped him, I did it, I did it, I did it. You can give a man everything he wants. You can live with him 5 years, 6 years.
Yeah.
That does not mean that he loves you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are a lot of ways for you to discover that a man loves you, not by giving a man naturally, it's nature designed for a man to own you. You become given the ability.
Okay.
But on the other hand, are you getting that one?
Yes, I'm with you. I'm just looking at the time. It's 2 o'clock already.
Some ladies take the man's speech, feeling that if I do all this, he will be there. So that way.
Okay.
Can pick a man from daughter, clean the man. The man realizes ego and find out that you shouldn't be in his life.
I feel you.
And the man will walk away.
All right then. But at this point, we have to go. It's 2 o'clock already. Thank you so much for calling. I feel like saying let's continue with this topic tomorrow, but I'm not promising. Anyway, before I go, my last relationship taught me as well to remember that everyone is human. Everyone makes mistakes. But, I mean, if you're that person that you're always doing the same thing over and over again, it's no longer a mistake. It's a choice. A choice that will not change. So, if you are in the same situation, all you have to do is accept an apology for the same thing once and keep it moving. It's going to be painful, yes, but it's better that way. And again, my last relationship taught me to be less judgmental. I must say this. People will only grow if they want to and if they're ready. You can't force them. And trying is basically useless. And final words from me. You need to understand that not everyone has the same heart as you do. The world is an interesting place because we're all different. If you've been hurt, I'm truly sorry about that. Truly sorry. If you can't, and I think you should forgive them and keep it moving. It's painful. But I always tell people this, yours will come. What didn't work wasn't meant for you. Know that and know peace. Thank you so much. Ada Blessing is my name. Feel free to hit me up on Instagram at Ada Blessing, AdaBlezy, and on Twitter at Ada_Blezy, Blezy. And we at Nigerian Info FM Lagos on Instagram and Nigerian Info FM Lagos on Instagram and Nigerian Info FM on Twitter. Thank you so much. I'll be leaving you with a repeat broadcast of Sunnyside, followed by Hard Fact and Morning Crossfire. Take care of yourself. Be safe out there. Please, safety first. Good night.